Our next presentation is entitled Student Suicide, Mental Health, and Legal Response. So we're carrying on with the very heavy topics for a little bit longer. And then after this, we will have a quick lunch break. Our two presenters are Heather Rutland and Rick Benavides. Do you want this down here? Do you want the computer on the table?
There's fine, actually.
Okay, all right, perfect. Okay, so Heather Rutland is an attorney with the Austin office of Eichelbaum, Wardell, Hansen, Powell, and Muniz. After serving as an editor-in-chief at the St. Mary's Law Journal and graduating law school with honors, she clerked for the Chief Justice Phil Hardeberger of the Fourth District Court of Appeals before returning home to Austin to practice law in the private sector. She works extensively with Texas schools in the area of personnel, student discipline, governance, special education, and 504, as well as ADA compliance. And she is a regular presenter throughout the state, and she's highly sought after. Rick Benavides, did I say that correctly? Is an associate attorney with the law firm of J. Cruz & Associates. He is general counsel for several school districts and governmental entities across Texas. He received his Bachelor's of Arts in Government with a minor in Special Education from the University of the Incarnate Word in San Antonio, and he received his JD from St. Mary's University School of Law. Prior to moving on to J. Cruz & Associates, he was an assistant city attorney for the city of Laredo, where he gained valuable municipal government experience prior to joining the school law section. So welcome, both of you.
Thank you. Hello, and good afternoon. It's kind of a weird topic to have. I often try to be funny, and this is going to fail horribly, so I'm not even going to try. But we are going to try to give you folks, especially some of you that don't always work in student-based issues. A lot of you do governance. A lot of you do things that don't actually involve teachers and classrooms and things. And so we thought it was important to bring some of these issues to your attention. Ultimately, at the end of the day, we have some very sobering statistics coming our way. Nationally, anyway, we've got situations where, as of 2020, we had the CDC declared that for students 10 to 14 years old, suicide was actually the second leading cause of death in America, which I found to be rather remarkable. It's actually the 10th leading cause of death for students 5 to 9 years old, which, think about 5 to 9, that's a little overwhelming. And I'm kind of coming from a weird place here because I didn't expect to be as impacted by all of the things that I was researching. As I got really into this and I started looking at the national view of suicide and student outcries. And so what we'd like to do is leave you with some information about what some of your staff and some of your administrators can be expecting with regard to students and their suicide outcries, as well as what to do if there is a tragedy that does occur. And so one of the things that I think has been a shift and continues to be somewhat counterintuitive to what we've always thought about is the fact that we're dealing with very young students now in a way that we haven't always anticipated. The kids that are in kindergarten, second and third grade, they experience and have experienced, and frankly, due to COVID, are experiencing a lot of the same kinds of emotional anguish and despair and hopelessness and things of that nature that have really ramped up, thanks to, in part, to the pandemic. But things that have always sort of been there, they don't always have the ability to articulate some of those concerns, but they are feeling those things, and we're having to deal with what those outcries look like in the classroom and on the campuses. And then ultimately, for our purposes here as school lawyers, the reality is that suicides happen with students more often during school months and during the week. And this is a graph that's actually in the paper that I supplied. It's on the page, second page, in case you can't make this out, or even on the slide that I provided. Ultimately, the colors, the darker colors, show the Monday through Fridays. And you can see where it gets nice and light is the June and July months. And that's also, again, then in December, we have a dip. And so the reality is that we've got kids who are in crisis during the school days, during the school year, and these are numbers from the CDC, and so it makes us that much more aware and concerned about making sure that we're able to identify the outcries when they come to us.